Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and brought to you by PlayScore. Segments presented by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. We're hoping the weekend was the beginning of one of those winning streaks we were talking about last week. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm hoping for the same. It was coming off of the tough series in Kansas City and tough road trip, really, where we had a lot of opportunities to win games and didn't get it done. And then we come home and we play a solid Cleveland team and we're able to sweep them. We're in a stretch of the schedule right now with Anaheim and then Sacramento and Arizona. These are teams that we need to beat. And if we are going to make a playoff run, it's got to start right now. And if we can take care of business and continue this good baseball that we played this weekend, anything is possible.
Yeah, and tonight, of course, it starts with Jacob deGrom. Did everything go as planned there with the skip start?
Yeah, Jacob's feeling a lot better. This time of the year, it's normal for pitchers to feel some fatigue. And with Jacob, he's been our healthiest pitcher all year, which is remarkable. You know, if you told me coming into the season that Jacob would make every start and pitch as many consecutive starts without really skipping a turn, I would have told you, we'd sign up for that. So to make it to late August without him even getting pushed back was phenomenal. I think the rest served him well. My hope is that he's strong tonight and kind of jumps back in for the rest of the season. But, to be determined, we may have to do something else again at some point. It's normal with the guys at this point in the season with the workloads that they've had.
The pitching was fantastic, really, the entirety of the weekend, but specifically Jack with a career night. What are the differences that you're seeing for Jack?
Well, the biggest difference was just his ability to attack the strike zone and work ahead in the count. I mean, I don't think he had that many three-ball counts in the game. He was in control. He was on the offensive and executing early, which his stuff is so good. That when he gets ahead in the count, the hitters have a lot of difficulty. They have to cover a lot of different things, whether it's the high fastball, his sinker, his changeup, his curveball, his slider. He can do a lot of different things, but it all is predicated on him getting ahead in the count. And when he pitches ahead like he did, his ball-to-strike ratio was just so good the other day and really, really was on the attack. And I think it's one of those things that's part of a young pitcher and the maturity and the consistency and the mentality of just trusting their stuff to throw it over the plate it doesn't have to be perfect. When you have, when your stuff's as good as Jack's, you have a margin of error there that you can miss over the plate, and you know, guys may foul it off or they may swing through it. You know, I had less of that margin for error when I pitched. I had to be a little more fine. But Jack's fastball, Jack's stuff is so elite that it really, if he's over the plate, he's going to be good and successful. And that was a really fun game for him, for us to watch, and a great game for him, and really happy with the way he's continuing to evolve.
Hey, CY, you've had to get used to doing this all season, but how do you cover for Marcus?
Well, it's hard to cover for a player who is so reliable and dependable, who's so consistent in terms of his ability to post, and really the quality of at bat, and just the competitor on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, look, it was a tough road trip in terms of losing Jake Berger, Evan Carter, and Marcus Semien. But we come home and we win three straight, and that's what good teams do. Every team loses players to injury, and there's no excuse. And what it is it's an opportunity for the next person to step up and help the team. And, you know, we got those performances this weekend from Ezekiel Duran and Cody Freeman, and, you know, Rowdy Tellez is going to get more at-bats now because we've got more flexibility in the lineup, and we'll match up a little bit more. So there's just, you know, Jock is getting hot. He's looked really good. It's just guys, teams pick each other up, and that's what good teams do, and that's what I expect us to do. And my hope is it continues, because this weekend was a lot of fun watching these guys play for each other and pick each other up.
To go back to DeGrom for a second, do you expect him to be on any sort of pitch count tonight?
Yeah, I talked to Boach earlier today. We don't have a specific pitch count. We'll go kind of based on how he's feeling. You know, I don't think you'll see us run him up past 100 tonight, but I do think that if he's throwing well and the game determines it, you know, we may let him get close to where he's been, but there also may be a scenario in which we say, hey, enough's enough, and he gets to, you know, 70, 75 pitches. We also, we reserve the right to kind of get him out at that point as well. So we'll see. The game will really dictate a lot, and but there's no specific hard count for him tonight.
We're chatting with Chris Young here on The Fan. What's the more medium to long-term outlook for Semien and the foot? Is it a normal break that you can have a normal off season with? Could he come back if you go deep into October?
Yeah, that is a possibility. I mean, I think this is a typical bone injury where it's non-surgical. It's, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, probably more closer to 6 than 4. But if we do make it to the postseason, and especially given Marcus's toughness and his ability to post, I would not rule out anything in terms of Marcus. But, you know, it's going to be at least 4 to 5 weeks. And, you know, then we'll see where we are. But I don't think it's something that's going to impact his off season unless, you know, we get to the 4 or 5 week mark and he's not healing up, or there's still pain. But as of right now, the prognosis is relatively good, and we're hopeful for a smooth and speedy recovery.
Is it a similar situation with Evan Carter, or would that be he's also just going to be out even if the October run is able to happen?
Yeah, Evans is probably less likely he would be back in October given where it hit him in the wrist. It's non-surgical, but it isn't a place that it takes time to heal, and I think it's probably closer to 6 to 8 weeks in terms of the healing there. And then from that point, you know, you got to start a hitting program and progression. So Evans is a little more complex, but it is not.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On surgical, and you know, our anticipation is that Evan can have a full off season should this thing heal up like we expect it to.
It was fun watching Wyatt. I mean, he was fired up, showing some emotion the other night. Has the homer and the double. I mean, when you project ahead for Wyatt Langford, is he the guy that you think can really grow into a leader in that clubhouse, but also just not only on the diamond, but as a vocal presence?
100%. You know, when we watched him and scouted him in college, it's what we saw. He was the leader of that Florida team that went to the College World Series, and the team really rallied around him. He's got a infectious style of play. I mean, Wyatt really, he plays at one speed, and that's full speed, and, you know, can do some very dynamic things that can energize a club. And watching him this weekend, I mean, I really believe we won Friday night's game because Wyatt stretched that single into a double, and all of a sudden you felt this life, and we were a base hit away from tying the game with our best hitter up at the plate in Corey Seager, and then first pitch, Corey, base hit, and then Jock comes up and first pitch and the game's over. I mean, it happened so fast, but I think Wyatt set the tone with his hustle and the fire with which he plays. And so, yes, when we drafted him, the expectation is that this is a transformational type of player who not only is dynamic on the field, but he also has leadership qualities and skills that will make the people around him better and are infectious for a club. And I think we saw that this weekend, and I only expect that to continue given, you know, Wyatt's development and what he's going to grow into as a player.
How confident are you? How are you feeling about Jock Peterson closing this season out and then contributing into next year, the worst behind him?
Well, I don't want to speak for Jock. I think Jock would say it probably couldn't get much worse. You know, I felt so badly for him. And so, you know, this is the player we expected, and this is the player he's been historically. And, you know, this is baseball, too, and the guys go through periods of time where, you know, they're not performing at their best. And unfortunately for Jock, it came, you know, with his introduction to a new organization. And it really, I know it's been hard for him. I know how badly he's felt wanting to help this club. And, you know, he may be coming on at the perfect time to help us and when we need him most to get hot here and have a strong finish. And if he does, and, you know, if Wyatt stays hot and Corey's hot and some of these other guys get going, Adolis is back and look good this weekend. I mean, this is still a lineup filled with really good major league hitters. And while we haven't been a great offense this year to this point, you never know with a talented group that starts, you know, firing on all cylinders. And my hope is that with Jock getting hot, that may spark it.
Looks like the statue guy did a pretty good job with Beltre, huh?
Yeah, how cool is that? I mean, I got to be part of that ceremony, and for Ranger fans, for the organization, and most importantly for Adrian, what a special day and so well deserved. He's just a class act. He's so humble, and every way he represents himself and the organization, it's just everything you want in a player and a person. And I just think, you know, that's going to be out there forever, and for fans to walk past and to see that statue, and for those who got to see him play to remember those great moments of how he made them feel and what he meant to our organization. And then for generations of kids who are going to walk past that and ask their parents, you know, who was Adrian Beltre, and to learn about not only the player, but the person and the competitiveness and the toughness and the humility and the leadership. Those are things that are statue worthy. And I'm so happy for everybody that we have that. And the artist did a great job.
CY, what are your thoughts on the potential MLB expansion and a potential realignment as well?
Well, I truly don't have many thoughts at this point. You know, I guess the best thing I could say is that if and when it comes to expansion, it probably means the game's in really good health and there's great popularity, which I hope that for our game. And And so I, you know, but beyond that, I'm hopeful that we can beat Anaheim tonight. That's where I focus most of my time. So I can't say I've really spent a lot of time on big picture items like that, aside from I love this sport and I want it to continue to grow. I want this to be the most popular sport for kids to watch and to want to play. And if we end up expanding into new markets at some point, I think that's a great thing for the game.
Bruce Bochy said this weekend, even though it's been tough at times, he just loves being involved and he's having a great time. Do you find enjoyment in a season like this, or do you need to win to have fun?
Well, you know, yes, winning is more fun. There's no doubt about it. But I do have perspective that, you know, we're all very fortunate to do what we do for a living and that this is a game we love. It's a game that we've played since we were kids. And, you know, to be able to come to the field and be part of a professional baseball team is special in and of itself. Now, that said, I feel responsibility and obligation to our fans, and that's what motivates me. I want our fans to have a team that they can be proud of, a team that they know is trying to win and competing for championships. And when we're not living up to that, I wear that a little bit harder than maybe than I should, but to me, that's what this is about. This game's about winning. And so I love that Boach said that because I think he's speaking, you know, very, high level in terms of, in perspective in life. This is a great thing, which we get to do. That said, we're both competitors and we both want to win. And, you know, if we didn't take it hard at times, we probably wouldn't have the right passion.
DeGrom on the hill tonight. Got to like your chances to get back over 500. See why? Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, let's have a great week, and thanks for the time today.
Cheers. There he goes. Chris Young with you, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore every Monday at 4:20. And it's just great to have him on. It's great to have Rangers baseball coming up in less than 2 hours now with the pregame. We'll check.
All right, we got a couple of news headlines in the NFL. Cowboys are placing rookie running back Phil Maffa on IR. The plan is for him to return during the season, and that is with the shoulder there, Brian. So it'll be IR, so you were right on with that. And then Amari Cooper, former Cowboy, going back to the Raiders on a one-year deal with the team that drafted him. So all Amari right. with the Raiders, Phil Maffa on IR.
Man, it's such busy time here. NFL moves happening right and left. As cutdowns are due tomorrow at 3 o'clock, stay tuned. Over the next 24 hours, we'll have anything that breaks. And Jared Sandler's coming up next here in the Nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.